that was a nice manly loud clap.
Way better. Yeah, the other clap was pathetic and sad. This clap was pretty good.
I'm going to use a very 80s 90s words. I'm going to call it, that was a sissy clap.
Sissy. Wow. I haven't heard sissy being used
that's
a long
like
time.
Thrown way back.
You're showing your age. It's almost like if I'd known any better, I would think that you listened to bands like Newfound Glory or something.
Oh God. Look, jammer. No joke. Look what I got in my hand.
Okay.
You have it's not a soda.
Oh, what is that?
Is this coffee? It's legitimately cappuccino.
Cappuccino, look at that. I just got black coffee.
I can't even after 17 years in the Army, I could never really get into drinking just regular coffee. But I never really got into black coffee. I couldn't stand the taste enough to
black coffee. So acquire good. It. So good. That's actually, I started with black coffee, which is, I knew when I started with black coffee that it'd be a good idea, because knowing my ass, I would like be all about the sugar and the cream. And I was like, that's not going to be healthy if like I can only have coffee with sugar and cream. So I caught black coffee with, and it was bad because I already like my freaking guilty pleasure Starbucks order, or just coffee shop order, is a freaking iced soy chai latte. It's tea.
Mm.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty much get it wherever. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You basically almost can't go wrong no matter where you get it from. And it's so full of sugar.
That's your thing, huh?
That is my thing, which is why I was like, I have to go black coffee, so that I'm when I inevitably become addicted to it, that it's just black coffee.
You don't become diabetic at the same time.
Exactly.
I have seen people legitimately put type 2 diabetes in a coffee cup, like sitting at like a Waffle House, and like.
Well, that's your problem. You're at a Waffle House. You're at a Waffle House. You can't expect anything else at a Waffle House.
I love Waffle House. Their waffles are so good. And I'm a big fan of short order breakfast. And speaking of breakfast, good Thursday morning to you all out there.
Sup, bitches?
Welcome to LR Mornings with Kyle and...
Jammer,
how excited are you for the Anime Maniacs return?
I'm actually really excited. One second. I'm just responding to something in regards to something else. But I'm actually really excited. So, you know, I saw the trailer for it not too long ago. And then I saw that, I don't know how long ago this was, but that fucking brilliant Jurassic Park thing.
Yes.
How old is that? Was that old? Thing. Was that new?
I don't know. I mean, I saw it a couple weeks ago, and I think that was actually Steven Spielberg.
I think that was actually Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it was if it was Sam Neill, and I almost called her Laura Fishburne. I completely made up a name inside my own head. What the heck,
Lauren? Lauren something. Fucking dumbass, don't tell what the plan is, chick. He managed to get a episode 8 dig in.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen. You're very predictable.
Lord Dern. There it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it was them, but I'm pretty confident it was Jeff Goldblum and Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg and Goldblum, yeah. So that was pretty cool. I was super excited about that. You know, I sing the praises of DuckTales.
Woo.
And that looked like it that looked like it might actually be going in the same vein as DuckTales. Like it's being made for you and me, but I'm sure my kid could watch it and get it
absolutely
kick out of it.
Yeah, it looks like so much fun. When's it coming out?
Let's see here. I think it's late this year. New Animaniacs release.
I think it's really funny.
November 20th.
So I remember like Animaniacs was like, it was one of those shows that along with Tiny Toon Adventures that really confused me as a kid. it really sort of skewed my perspective of that, you know, that Warner Brothers tank. You know, for me, I didn't associate that with Warner Brothers. I associated it with Animaniacs. And for the longest time, I didn't understand why they were, like, connected, why they were the same thing. So, like, whenever I'd see the Warner Brothers logo with the freaking, you know, Bugs Bunny eating a freaking carrot and stuff, and I'd just be like, oh, it's a cartoon. And then it wasn't a cartoon, and it was awful. Did, like, it sucked. Disappointed myself.
you so disappointed. Pointed.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Like, those are the things that, like, I understand now because I'm, you know, fucking older, and I know what to do with my life.
It's funny that you mentioned Animaniacs. Were you a fan of them as well? Or not Animaniacs, but Tiny Toons. Were you a fan of them as well?
I was.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They're returning to HBO Max.
I was giving you the segue.
Yes, I know you were. I appreciate it. it's going to be half-hour comedy series, features, characters and voice actors from the original Spielberg back as EP. That means executive producer for those of you that don't pay attention. It says, HBO Max and Cartoon Network, or is that because Cartoon Network is part of HBO Max?
I mean, I think Cartoon Network is owned by Warner Brothers.
So that might be what it is. I don't know if it'll actually end up being there. But one of my favorite memories of all time was watching the year it came out, Tiny Toons Summer How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Did you ever see that special? It's like a one-hour ish special.
I don't think so. No,
dude, it is so hilarious. Like, Babs and Buster go on an adventure, of course. But, like, one of the key parts of the story is actually Plucky the duck and Hampton the pig and their trip to Happy Fun Townland, I think is what it's called.
That sounds familiar.
And yeah, Happy Fun Townland with, like, the bullet train to heck and the
I do remember that. Slap
Happy Fun and yes.
I remember the train to heck or whatever, cuz I remember thinking as a kid that was something that I could actually say, and it was weird to me that it wasn't hell, but I was like, "Oh, I could say it because everything else would be hell." And yeah, it's actually even more funny now in retrospect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, I keep me meaning to watch the summer vacation thing again with my wife, because she never saw it, so she doesn't know anything about it.
Fun story. I used to work with the I was sort of in office maintenance at Disney for a while, and I was there when Tom Ruger, who created Tiny Toon Adventures, came in and did a show called The 7D, which is a Seven Dwarfs kids show. Mm. And yeah, that was interesting. I was just like, oh, fucking, he did Tiny Toon Adventures. Super cool. Did he do Animaniacs? Who did Animaniacs? What else did he do?
The showrunner or the creator? Ooh, he
did. He's the creator. Oh, he also did. Okay. He worked on A Pup Named Scooby-Doo. I love that one.
That one's better than the original Scooby-Doo, because the fucking mysteries actually made sense in A Pup Name. Because, like, in regular Scooby-Doo, all of the clues would be like, it's Joe the groundskeeper, but it would never be Joe the groundskeeper. It was some random character that you met for five seconds in the first scene. But in A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, like, the clues actually led up and you could actually solve the crime with the kids. That was cool.
So it looks like Tom Ruger actually also did Animaniacs. He also created Animaniacs and all that stuff. So look at that. I knew that at one point. And I almost applied to become his writer's assistant because I was getting ready to get into the creative field. And then I was just like, this shit's going to pay $10 an hour. and I live in LA. And then I ended up going for a job that paid $20 an hour at a different company. And it was worth it money-wise. It just goes to show just like how little it pays, these kind of show pays. And I remember looking at all like sort of the salaries of the people who work there, and even like the top people would get paid like good money, really good money. Like I'd say like probably like, actually I probably shouldn't say anything. They got paid good money, but it wasn't as much money as you would expect at like a normal industry. And
for the type of work or amount
of work. No, I mean like, so for example, if you go to like a government workplace or like more of a private industry, utility consulting company or something, their high bar, like they'd get like their people up top would get paid many times more with the people below. Whereas this one, it was like there was a smaller gap between the bottom and the top.
There was a ceiling. They were doing good, but they weren't doing like, I light my cigars with $100 bills good.
Exactly. Exactly. No, they definitely were not.
I know this is kind of a quick fire episode, but it's been a couple days since you and I talked, and I gotta know about some of these things. You really want Jackman back as
Wolverine? Fuck no.
In any capacity?
No, I don't.
You make some sense every now and then. I was hoping, I figured you and I would be on the same page about this. Ladies and gentlemen, just do you have it up by chance?
I don't.
Got it. Okay. Daniel Richtman is a scooper. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, he's a trusted scooper.
Yeah. He's a fairly reliable and like Jammer said, trusted scooper. Has he gotten things wrong? Yeah, yes.
Everyone has.
Everybody does. And sometimes we get things right and the studios change things up on us. So, anyways, Daniel Richtman has a Patreon where he has started releasing some more of his leaks compared to like the what he used to do just on Twitter, and he's saying that there is a Marvel Studios offer to Jackman to come back as Wolverine. Now we don't know any capacity. It could be in
in the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, supposedly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It could be a small cameo where they're running through, because I got this idea that
freaking what's his name, he's like, we're gonna need a team, and then he's gonna go fuck yourself, and then they're gonna go away.
Oh. I hope they don't do that again, but I have this idea that the Multiverse of Madness at one point is going to be similar to the Farnsworth Parabox episode of Futurama, where they are going through the professor creates a box to contain a universe, but of course in that universe there's a professor that created a box to contain another universe, and so on and so on, and there's this whole scene where all the crew from the two primary universes in the story are going through the different dimensions trying to track down Zoidberg with the original universe box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Multiverse of Madness is going to have some moments like that, even like what we see in that new Ratchet and Clank game, where like when he's traveling in between dimensions, he can actually see some of the other dimensions going on around him. Maybe even something like that. So Jackman might just be a cameo. However, that being said, people for some reason really fucking love this idea of him coming back. In more of a capacity than cameo.
This reminds me very much. This reminds me of that time. Remember, I'm going to call Cam out of the time when we watched, we discussed the trailer for The Rise of Skywalker for the first time. And then Cam said, okay. And then I heard the Emperor's voice laugh for the first time. And I thought, I'm in. And I was just like, ew, dude, no. I think it's a thing where it really does, no matter how smart or how seasoned you are, a lot of times, like, you throw in the fan service, and then you will find yourself inevitably somewhat excited on some level, which goes to prove I'm not a real fan, because I'm not excited on any level right now. Like, I'm more concerned, because I've been saying this for a long time, like, Marvel Studios does not need to do a multiverse where you have all the different previous things converging and all the different actors, the legacy collection. You don't need that.
I don't want that.
Don't want it
at all.
That's like, that's what almost in a way, you know, it's almost like, you know how when DC started doing that, they started copying Marvel and everyone's like, oh, stop trying to do Marvel, do your own thing. And then DC started to do their own thing. And now it's like Marvel's is like trying to copy DC.
Seems like that's a possibility. However, we will admit that Marvel did mention multiverses back in like phase two. So just saying.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying they can't have a multiverse. I'm just saying multiverse utilizing
the fact that they're actually legacy actors.
Like you could do multiverse with the same actors. I prefer multiverse with the same actors because I still don't buy this idea of like, oh, in another world, Tom Cruise is Iron Man. And I'm just like, I guess maybe, but like if a different sperm raced and then made it to the egg and it ended up looking like Tom Cruise instead of Robert Downey Jr., would that person end up making the similar enough decisions to where he was inevitably going to be Iron Man? I guess maybe in one of the other dimensions, they ultimately could. It just doesn't, I have a hard time suspending my disbelief over it.
Yeah. I don't. A cameo, as long as it's not another fuck off, okay, I can accept it if it's one of those things, like I said, where they're universe hopping. But I don't. Do you think that this rumor and the potential for other legacy projects to be connected, whether loosely, directly, however, do you think that's related in any way to what Sony is rumored to be doing with Marvel for Spider-Man 3, bringing in potentially their legacy Spider-Man characters from Raimi and Mark Webb? Do you think Marvel's like, well, fuck it, we're already doing this with Sony, let's do it with our guys too? Do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know if this, I don't know if that's the mindset. They're not saying fuck it, we're already doing this with Sony. I'm assuming it was likely planned out at a deeper stage if this is the case, but it does make sense because Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and then he's transitioning into Spider-Man 3. That's he's basically going to be a mentor role. So like going from that to that, it's a natural progression. So I don't think necessarily that Marvel Studios is saying, oh, well, I guess we're doing it here, we may as well do it here. I think they probably had a better plan than that. But I do think that, yeah, they will probably be somewhat related. Like, I think what happens in Spider-Man 3 will be related to what happened in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, and maybe I got it wrong. Like you said, maybe Marvel had a detailed plan, and maybe their detailed plan with these legacy properties is what made them or Sony open up to the idea of more collaboration between spider stuff in the MCU.
Yeah, and I want to put a whole little asterisk on this whole thing. I'm not super pleased with this idea, but at the same time, if it works, it works. Like, I'm not begging for it to fail or anything. Yeah. Like, I'm rooting for it to fail. Like, I don't personally prefer it this way, but I'm open to, you know, it working out. If it works out, it works out. I'll be super happy. You know, I do not want Marvel Studios' legacy to be tainted because they got too ambitious. That's my concern, but it's not my hope.
Yeah, definitely. I find the lack of news on the Fox characters to include the Fantastic Four, the mutants, and Deadpool. Like I do. I really at this point I don't need to know a story. I don't need to know a release date. Could we just get like some the last official word on mutants and Reed, Sue, Ben and Reed, Sue, Ben and Johnny, the Fantastic Four. The last like official news we got was Comic-Con 2019 when he's like, yes, we're working on them. Like that's it. That was like the last. So I'm looking forward to hearing something more concrete about those properties.
I mean, we already know the next 10 projects that are coming. So, like, they're under no obligation to give us any more information beyond that or any more in-depth information. They're
not. I'm just saying what I want.
Yeah.
saying what I want.
But where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in knowing everything? Like, it's always fun to be...
It's like, yeah, I want to be surprised. Like I said, I don't need to know super specifics. I just want to know that you guys are actually doing something with it. Fuck, release concept art for a logo or title card. You know, something, just show me something that says for certain MCU is getting mutants, is getting the Fantastic
Dangerous. Force,
something. It doesn't have to be anything.
Nah, I don't. I think Marvel, keep your cards close to your chest. It's more fun when you do it that way. Don't worry about. Don't shoot your wad too early.
Oh God. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for being on the show, as always, Jammer. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this Thursday morning. Make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Hit it. Even if you don't ever check. Or,
don't say
or
that. Submit notifications. Don't say that.
Still hit that submit button
or subscribe button.
But no, okay. Seriously, go watch. So go watch the videos. We've got a great team of interviewers, and there's some fresh creative content that is hitting our platforms, including Twitter, YouTube, and the website itself. So check all that out, and of course, wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up button, leave some comments about today's topics. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at JamTheWriter and all of my musings about entertainment at LRMonline.com. And don't forget to check out my books under the name AJ Serna on Audible and Amazon. And actually, I figure I may as well do this now because I am no longer the editor-in-chief of LRMonline.com. We have, oh, wow, you sound so sad. No, I'll still be involved in the site. I'll still be doing podcasts. I'll still be doing this, Braden Geek Radio, and then another video series that I'll be doing. And I'll be doing stories randomly. But I'm just not going to be doing it on an editor-in-chief capacity. Right now we have Manny Gomez, Shockey, and Cam sort of leading the charge together on this. So, I mean...
Yep.
Expect to see some change because with new leadership, change is inevitable, but I'm still here. I'm still having fun and I cannot wait to see what happens with the site. So yay, it's the new phase of LRM online. I'm clapping.
Yay. There you guys go. You guys can find me at that Kyle Malone. Be sure to send all your hate mail you possibly can at Jammer because remember, he believes that The Last Jedi is the greatest Star Wars movie ever made. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk off to you tomorrow.
Yep, we shall. Or I won't. You will.
No, you won't. Brian will. Bye.